Thank you for joining us on this episode of Real Time News. We appreciate those who have subscribed on Rumble. We continue to ask you to share and look us up on BitChute. All the links will be around on this video. But we do appreciate those that are following us. And we have particularly had an upsurge in subscribers on Rumble, and we appreciate that. Thank you much. And we ask you, if you're watching this now and you haven't subscribed, please subscribe on the video platforms that are linked to this. So we're going to be talking about specifically, I've got several articles, but one of them is about Governor DeSantis. I live in Florida, but Governor DeSantis is looking at holding back money to the superintendents and heads of schools if they try to force the mask mandate on the kids. And particularly, the video I'm looking forward to playing for you later in this broadcast is Rand Paul basically telling us, stand up for freedom, stand against vaccines and masks. He's a medical doctor, but that doesn't matter to the liberals and those that are globalists, because don't listen to truth. Listen to control is what they want you to do. Thank you for joining us. And so we're going to start out with verse of the day. And I trust that God will richly bless you as we read through this. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, ask Him to come into your heart today. Thank you for joining us. Let's get into the verse of the day. Then I will go over our social media platforms we're on, then into the news. Okay, the verse of the day is Psalms 84:11. Psalms 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does He withhold from those whose walk is blameless. These promises are made to the true worshiper. This worshiper delights in the presence of God and yearns to be with God in worship when he cannot be. This worshiper trusts fully in God as his source of strength, hope, victory, and joy. For this worshiper, God has left this incredible set of promises, very similar to Romans 8 in its hallmark passage, in verse 28, God promises to work out things for good and bless those who love Him and are called according to His purpose, all things in Christ, and withhold nothing that is good. Why? God is for us. He is our sun and shield. He lavishes His grace and glory upon us, and He will not withhold any good thing from us. So I trust today that in the chaos of everything, in the chaos of all that's going on in this world, remember, God loves you and God cares. If you want to follow us, you can actually go to our website. That is at jjmediaonline.net, Real News, jjmediaonline.net/realnews. We have our website going. We may eventually go to a domain name. We're looking at that, but we're just slowly trying to build this. But you can, if you would like to put your ad on here, $50 a month, you can put your ad on here and put it out, let people know. And of course, I link directly to your website. But you can come to Real Time News and see several streams of news: Epic Times, Political News, Revolver, Bongino, Larry Elder, Town Hall News, townhall.com, dailywire.com, and we have a issue, USA Today quit streaming. And then, of course, I live on the Treasure Coast, so we have the four: Indian River, St. Lucie, Martin County, and Indian River Lagoon. So, and you can click here, go to our video podcast, and it goes directly to our Rumble channel. as I record these videos. But that's RT and Real Time News, jjmediaonline.net/realtimenews. You can follow me on Getter. Follow me on Getter at James Powell. Follow me on MeWe at JamesPowell55. Follow me on Gab at JJMediaOnline. That is the social media channels that I'm showing you today. All right, let's get into the news. Thank you for joining us. Marxist Oregon governor signs law allowing students to graduate without proof they can read, write, or do math. So, it looks like they're continuing to dumb down our... They're just continuing to dumb down. They are so dumb. Possibly the most incompetent Democrat in office today, Oregon Governor Kate Brown signed a new law allowing students to graduate without proving they can read, write, or do math. So, why even go to school? This effectively makes a diploma worth nothing in the state of Oregon. That's how the Marxists like it. It's incredible. And they're wanting control. So, an Oregon high school diploma does not guarantee the students who earned it can read, write, or do math in school. Wow. I mean, that just blows my mind. All right, let's just go ahead and watch this video. And I am scratching my head trying to figure out what?
On the School Watch tonight, the Grants Pass School District is pushing back on mask mandates inside its schools after Governor Brown asked the Oregon Department of Education to mandate mask wearing for students. News Watch 12's Tyler Ridgel has been following this story. She joins us now live from Grants Pass. Tyler, what does the district want for students and staff to keep everyone safe?
Well, Brian, the superintendent tells me that he wishes that face coverings could be optional, but the district is still in discussions with the Oregon Department of Education. Now, many parents believe COVID guidance should be handled on the local level, but one parent has a word of advice to parents in her same position.
I would say to be open-minded, to take in, you know, all the facts, because I think a lot of times, I think there's a lot of misinformation out there.
Another parent also believes not all data is being taken into account.
Besides that, this really should be left up to the local level, that local governments, that local district leaders are fully capable of making these decisions.
He adds the overreach and fines need to stop. As of right now, the fee is $500 a day for schools who don't follow the mask recommendation. But for now, reporting live in Grants Pass, Tyler Ridgel, Newswatch 12.
Okay, so basically what they're saying is you got to wear a mask. You don't have to read or write, but you got to wear a mask. You see what they're doing? They're dumbing us down all the more. Incredible. All right, dozens of officers, I think this is pretty cool. Dozens of Chicago police officers turned their backs on Mayor Lightfoot during hospital visit for critically injured officer. This past weekend, a Chicago police officer was murdered and her partner was critically injured when they were ambushed by a hail of gunfire as they conducted a traffic stop in West Englewood. The other police officer who was with French was wounded and is currently fighting for his life at the University of Chicago. So, hundreds of fellow officers gathered outside the medical center in a breathtaking show of solidarity to support their injured, quote, brother and murdered, quote, sister, who were ambushed by just hours before. So here we go. We got the picture in the scene outside the hospital in Chicago last night. Officers packed in patch to patch following the shooting that killed their sister and critically wounded their brother. So Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, whose incompetence has directly led to a massive surge of violent crime in the city, also made a visit to the hospital. And this is what I want you to get. When Lightfoot tried to address the group, they all walked to the other side of the room and turned their backs on the disgrace of the mayor right there. Man, let's back the blue. Back the blue. You know, these incompetent politicians, they need to learn that they're incompetent. That's the bottom line. And I guess this hits home to me. My son-in-law is an officer here in Florida, so I truly back the blue. Man, thank you, police officers. All right. The next one, CDC combines multiple days of data. And of course, here you've been hearing in Florida that, oh, the cases are surging. We've been open. There's still some stupid ones that wear the masks. And yes, I did say it. CDC combines multiple days of data into one, get this, to make it appear Florida is reporting record number of new daily COVID cases. And one thing, let me just remind you, get this, they are actually just reporting cases. They aren't reporting deaths. They're trying to pump the fear, get you fearful that, oh my, the cases are going up. Folks, this is just it's just a cold. My wife and I, we take vitamin C. In fact, we take more. Maybe I need to broadcast this one of these days. There's a Dr. Artist. You know, they, I know this is a side note, but this is actually all about COVID-19. We take the 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C, the vitamin D, selenium, zinc. You know, keep your immune system up. I'm not a doctor, but keep prep that way when you are around someone that specifically has a shot and they do the shedding. I'm telling you. Wow. Okay. Let's get back. Sorry for that sideline. The CDC will help with help from fake news. The news media outlets on Monday reported there was a record number of COVID cases in Florida on Sunday. Florida COVID data, the state hit yet another record number of new daily cases, reporting 28,317. Remember, this is just cases. This is just how many flu cases. You know, of course, you don't see that on Sunday. Here's the updated state data, including cases, deaths, vaccination rates, and hospitalizations. The South Florida Sun Sentinel reported on Monday using CDC's inaccurate data. Here we go. The Florida COVID data, the state hit yet another record, supposedly. And here they are. And you see, boy, it just shot up, supposedly. So let's go ahead. I didn't open this. Let's go ahead and click this link. And it's not going to let me. Okay, you got to log in. I don't want to log in. So, okay. But the Florida Health Department scrambled to correct the record as the lie spread like wildfire across several different outlets. Wrong again. The number of cases CDC released for Friday today is incorrect. They combined multiple days into one. We anticipate CDC will correct the record, the Florida Health Department said. So they are lying to you. They're lying to you. They are lying to you all along. So, I mean, they've been lying through this whole thing. That's what's happening, folks. Do your research. And it's almost getting to the place where the medical community will not tell you the truth. All right, here we go. Here's the the video I want you all, if you get nothing out of this other than this video, this is Rand Paul. Rand Paul, here he goes. We are at the moment of truth and a crossroads. Will we allow these people to use fear and propaganda to do further harm to our society, economy, and children? Dr. Rand Paul, he's a medical doctor. Or will we stand together and say, absolutely not. Not this time. Let's go ahead and
it's time for us to resist. They can't arrest all of us. They can't keep all of your kids home from school. They can't keep every government building closed, although I've got a long list of ones they might keep closed or might ought to keep closed. We don't have to accept the mandates, lockdowns, and harmful policies of the petty tyrants and bureaucrats. We can simply say no, not again. Nancy Pelosi, you will not arrest or stop me or anyone on my staff from doing our jobs. We have either had COVID, had the vaccine, or been offered the vaccine. We will make our own health choices. We will not show you a passport. We will not wear a mask. We will not be forced into random screenings and testings so you can continue your drunk with power reign over the Capitol. President Biden, we will not accept your agency's mandates or your reported moves towards a lockdown. No one should follow the CDC's anti-science mask mandates. And if you want to shut down federal agencies again, some of which aren't even back to work yet, I will stop every bill coming through the Senate with an amendment to cut their funding if they don't come back to work in person. Local bureaucrats and union bosses, we will not allow you to do more harm to our children again this year. Children are not at any more risk from COVID than they are from the seasonal flu. Every adult who works in schools has either had the vaccine or had their chance to get vaccinated. There is no reason for mask mandates, part-time schools, or any lockdown measures. Children are falling behind in school and are being harmed physically and psychologically by the tactics that you have used to keep them from the classroom during the last year. We won't allow it again. If a school system attempts to keep children from full-time in-person school, I will hold up every bill with two amendments, one to defund them and another to allow parents the choice of where the money goes for their child's education. Do I sound fed up to you? That's because I am. I'm not a career politician. I practiced medicine for 33 years. I graduated from Duke Medical School. I've worked in emergency rooms. I've studied immunology and virology. And I ultimately chose to become an eye surgeon. I've been telling everyone for a year now that Dr. Fauci and other public health bureaucrats were not following the science, and I've been proven right time and time again. But I'm not the only one who's fed up. I can't go anywhere these days without people coming up and thanking me for standing up for them, whether I'm at work or at events in Kentucky, at airports, in restaurants, or in stores. People thank me for taking a stand. They thank me for standing up for actual science, for standing up for freedom, for standing against mandates, lockdowns, and bureaucratic power grabs. I think the tide is turning as more and more people are willing to stand up. I see stories from across the country of parents standing up to the unions and school boards. I see brave moms standing up and saying, my kids need to go back to school in person. I see members of Congress refusing to comply with petty tyrant Pelosi. We are at a moment of truth and a crossroads. Will we allow these people to use fear and propaganda to do further harm to our society, economy, and children? Or will we stand together and say, absolutely not. Not this time. I choose freedom.
Thank you, Rand Paul. I choose freedom. Don't you choose freedom today? Man, oh man, oh man, that is awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm going to go ahead. I'll make sure I have this link around this video. I typically don't do that, but I will make sure I have the link around this video. That way you can share this. Get the truth out there, folks. Get the truth out there. All right, Florida Governor DeSantis threatens to withhold salaries of superintendents, school board members who defy mask mandate ban. I love this. This is a fight for freedom, folks. This is a fight for freedom. All right. He said he will withhold the salaries of superintendents and school board members in a statement to CBS Miami with respect to enforcing any financial consequences for non-compliance of state law regarding these rules and ultimately the rights of parents to make decisions about their children's education and health care decisions. It would be the goal of the State Board of Education to narrowly tailor any financial consequences to the offense committed. For example, the State Board of Education could move to withhold the salary of the district superintendent or school board members as a narrowly tailored means to address the decision makers who led to the violation of the law. Education funding is intended to benefit students first and foremost, not systems. Amen. The governor's priorities are protecting parents' rights and ensuring that every student has access to a high-quality education that meets their unique needs. Well, I'm going to say the public school system, high quality, I'm not really sure. I'm just saying. The homeschool movement and the private school movement, the Christian day school movement, I mean, it's the ones my kids went to was very, very high quality. The Christian school and the homeschool curriculum. A couple weeks ago, Ron DeSantis signed an executive order banning mask mandates for students. In Florida, there will be no lockdowns. There will be no school closures. There will be no restrictions and no mandates in the state of Florida, DeSantis said to Cheers last month. DeSantis also announced an executive order protecting the right of parents to choose whether or not their children will wear a mask at school. I want to see my kids smiling. I want them having fun, DeSantis said. And probably one of the big things, one of the big reasons why he has some small kids. So this really hits right where he lives. So, in fact, what I will do, those two, Rand Paul and that link to Governor DeSantis, I will put those links in the description. And please, 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 I will make a special section in the description. Share these about the truth, about freedom, and it's about taking our country back. Stand up. Be willing to stand up. All right, Weinstein fixers donated to Biden campaign and serve in the White House. Remember Weinstein? President Joe Biden has links to multiple Democrat operatives and a private security firm that served as fixers for convicted rapist Harvey Weinstein. One of Biden's White House advisors is Anita Dunn, a longtime political operative who advised Weinstein ahead of the bombshell story in 2017 about his sexual misconduct. Biden's campaign last year hired a private intelligence firm, K2 Intelligence, that years earlier collected dirt on one of Weinstein's accusers in order to block a criminal investigation of the producer. I'm not going to go through and read the whole thing, but basically, we've got corruption in D.C. through and through. So, Biden campaign. Here, they donated to Biden. Remember how much they tried to ride Trump about who was donating? It's always the Democrats always seem to get away with it. Until now. Truth is coming out. Truth is coming. Truth is coming. That's all I'm going to say. All right, let's hurry up. Companies now deducting $50 from unvaccinated workers' monthly paychecks, consultancy firm. Some employers are starting to tack on a $20 to $50 monthly surcharge to their unvaccinated workers, according to Health Benefits Consultant Group. Employers are trying to encouraging employees to get vaccinated through offering incentives like paid time off and cash, but with the Delta variant, blah, 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 blah. Basically, several companies, including Google, Facebook, Walmart, as well as hospital systems and others, have mandated their employees to get vaccinated. So the Department of Defense stated all military members will have to get a vaccine. They're really, really pushing this. And my question is, why are they pushing it so much? Why? Let's stand for freedom. And I'm telling you, there's going to be some major lawsuits and people, The truth is going to come out. The truth is going to come out. All right, Dan Crenshaw. Sarcastically, I thought this was kind of funny. Sarcastically thanks Obama for his birthday message regarding lockdowns. Do not comply. Crenshaw said that Obama's allegedly scaled back and maskless birthday party showed a clear message to the American people regarding strict lockdown measures. Do not comply. I mean, they want it. This is what they tell you. Mask up, 6 foot, and all this stuff. But they're so hypocritical. Immediately, Obama was slammed as a hypocrite amid new guidance from the CDC and Biden administration regarding efforts to end the surge of COVID-19. So it's rules for thee, but not for me, is there. So some Obama changed the plans to invite only family and close friends, which apparently includes Beyonce, Jay-Z, Oprah Winfrey, Tom Hanks, George Clooney, John Legend, Chrissy Teigen, and former NBA star Dwayne Wade. And there was not a mask in sight. Not a mask in sight. I don't think they had a, they don't have a picture, but I've seen several pictures of the party. Not a mask in sight. So why do we have to do it? Forget it. All right, let's jump on. John Fredericks predicts this now. At the time I'm recording this, today the Cyber Symposium starts. So I got two videos to end with. One of John Fredericks predicts everything's going to go crazy at this after all the truth comes out, I believe, and the globalist Republicans have to get swept out. It's coming. Okay, let's go to this. This is a little bit, a few minutes longer. So let's go ahead and do this video. And this is going to be interesting. The next 3 days are going to be some interesting times. Buckle up. It may get a little bit rough.
Live from the Alliance Center in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. This is the War Room. It's 9 August, Monday, the year of our Lord, 2021. We're live here. My sidekick, colleague, John Fredericks from the John Fredericks Radio Network, of which we're live throughout the nation, joins us. Tomorrow starts a cyber symposium. Mike Lindell throws down hard to show, to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the Chinese Communist Party not just hacked the 2020 election, but actually turned the 2020 election against Donald J. Trump and delivered it to Joe Biden. So there's going to be 70 cyber experts throughout the world, over 100 world media, number of politicians, representatives, representing 46 of the 50 states and plus people throughout the world. Announced today on the War Room, Eduardo Bolsonaro, President Bolsonaro's son in Brazil, is going to be here live. And that is after Jake Sullivan, the national security advisor of Joe Biden, flew to Brazil to basically tell the Bolsonaro they didn't want any involvement of Bolsonaro messing with the machines in the upcoming election next year of Lula versus Bolsonaro in September of 2022, which will be a throwdown between the populist nationalist movement as represented by President Bolsonaro and, of course, Lula, who's a criminal, Marxist, communist, ally of the Chinese Communist Party, overall bad guy and beloved by the progressive left, particularly the New Yorker crowd out in the Hamptons. I got John Fredericks here. So we're going to have Peter Navarro. We're talking about the infrastructure bill. We're going to talk about what's happening tomorrow. But I got to ask you, this is ground game in Arizona. You got preliminary reports going around, and we need everybody to get on the phones and bombard Jake Corman's office with emails and phone calls in Pennsylvania. Where are our subpoenas? Where are they? We don't hear more happy talk. No need for any more meetings. You've had plenty of time. You were good enough to send a letter to Mitch McConnell before January 6th saying you wanted it reverted back to the state so that you could review as a state legislature, which is your duty to review the selection of the electors. That was a proper thing to do. Right now, Senator Corman, it is to back Doug Mastriano, Senator Mastriano's plate, and let's get the subpoenas out. There's things all over the country. John Fredericks, I got to ask you. People are very worried about Georgia. We keep seeing blockbuster stories like John Solomon this morning. We had him on. These stories break every day. Garland Favorito in courts. What's the status of Georgia? We're not losing altitude there. We're not losing momentum.
No, we're just waiting, and we're going to do it right. Garland Favorino and Bob Chile are all over this. Judge Amiro, he's going to go forward with this forensic audit. As you know, the defendants, Fulton County, they brought in, as everybody's aware of, you know, super criminal defense lawyers. They're trying continuances. They're trying stays. They're trying to stall for time. They're trying to run out the clock. They're not going to be able to do it. There's going to be a hearing next week where Amira was going to rule on all of the various continuances. And I think he's had it from everybody that we say have talked to. Judge Amira has given everybody the benefit of the doubt. But I think the next set of hearings that come up, he's going to put his foot down. They're going to go forward with this forensic audit, where we've got six affidavits alleging 20 to 30,000 fake fraudulent ballots, Steve. And that is going to come out. When that happens, all hell breaks loose. Everything else that we're talking about becomes second fiddle. Somebody didn't sign something. Somebody didn't sign an envelope. Maybe they voted. Maybe they registered after the deadline. Wisconsin purged 200,000 people. When you're talking about printing up 25,000 fake ballots and running them through the machine in the middle of the night, there's no defense for that, Steve.
That's a criminal activity. And by the way, the reason that we want to get to Georgia is, as Peter Navarro says, if you think Arizona's bad, you think Pennsylvania's bad, you think Wisconsin's bad, the cesspool of all cesspools, Georgia, is the election officials in Fulton County and in the Republicans at the state level. That is the one that you pick that scab, there'll be pus coming out of there for months and months and months. We've got to get to the bottom of Georgia. So the audience, the war room audience, should understand things are in motion in Georgia. You guys aren't backing off. Every aspect down there, they're playing for time. By the way, if the Democrats had it won like they said they won, they'd be rubbing our nose in it. Would you agree? They wouldn't be making us go to court and get subpoenas and fight this every step of the way?
Well, and what is happening is they're ignoring the subpoenas. They're just throwing them in the garbage. So it's like we don't even have a legitimate court system now. I mean, if you got a subpoena or I got a subpoena, if we threw it in the garbage, eventually a sheriff would come, right, and we'd be in the can. I mean, that's kind of the way the government works. That's our judicial system. They just ignore them. But you said something earlier on my show, just about 15 minutes ago. You said at the end of the day, John, they're never going to give up the routers, because it's the routers that are the key. And I got
that's
to thinking
hill,
about
that's the
that.
Hill they're dying on.
Well, I got to thinking about it. Why is that their hill to die on? Well, I think you're right, because that's going to prove further manipulation, yep, of the world. That's why they won't give them up in any of these states.
That's why everything's a court fight. Everything's subpoenas. Everything, they're playing for time. Okay, we got to pivot. Biden's in a free fall. Remember, we said on the show on the 20th of January, it's the end of the world. There are going to be 9 new states. There's going to be 50 new Supreme Court justices. There's going to be this. There's going to be that. Let's curl up and suck our thumbs. Let's get in the fetal position. It's all over. The nation's lost. We said, hey, take a deep breath here. If we show that this guy's illegitimate and expose everything he's trying to do so in such a radical nature, right, when they didn't win, but even where they are, it's all virtually tied in the House. It's tied in the Senate. Right. He has no mandate. There's obviously no mandate that if we do that, he'll bleed out political capital. He'll be low 40%, and independents will be high 30s, low 40s. No political capital, can't do anything. Why is the Republican Party with Mitch McConnell about to hand Joe Biden an unwarranted victory with this fiasco of the infrastructure bill that's not paid for, that they don't have debt ceiling capacity to do? Why is this happening? Or is your audience at John Frederick's radio show in the morning as enraged as the War Room posse is?
They're pissed. And here we go back to the Romneyfication of the Republican Party. And like, why are we here? Why do we even have a party? And it's, I mean, they're about to jam a $3.5 trillion spending plan, blowing the debt ceiling away up your butt with no Republican input whatsoever. They don't even want to talk to them. They expect to get no Republican votes. They're going to do that in order to try to influence the midterm by buying all these people and spending all this money. What the hell are we compromising for? No. Why is there a bipartisan bill?
Why are we doing a bipartisan $1.2 trillion? It's like an appetizer to that.
I mean, it's like you're basically making the noose to hang yourself with, just like Khrushchev said when he banged his shoe. I mean, it's unbelievable that the Republicans, you know, and now Biden can claim legitimacy. First of all, it's not even an infrastructure bill. 78% of this thing is the Green New Deal. What they're compromising on is beyond me. But, Steve, there's some segment of the Republican Party. They just want the New York Times to write
the
nice things about them.
The globalist section.
And they are. They're globalist, chamber of commerce, whatever. But they all got to get swept out. It's coming.
Okay, you're going to be here all week. We're going to be here all week. We're going to do the show tomorrow with you. You're going to do the show with us all week. Tomorrow's going to heat up here with the cyber conference, cyber symposium. It's going to be intense. John Frederick's Radio Network's covering it wall to wall. So are we. It's going to be an intense fight. Don't think these cyber experts are coming here to say.
Okay, it's coming. It's coming. That we are going to win, and it is definitely going to be coming. Okay, one more video, and this is a little bit longer. I normally try to stay around 30 minutes. Sorry about for the length of today, but just one more video with Dr. Peter Navarro, and we'll end. But I do thank you for joining us, and I hope that you have enjoyed this show. Let's go to this video.
Now go to Dr. Peter Navarro. Dr. Navarro, I want to segue off. I'm going to get to Georgia last because I know it's a particular bone of contention with you, but let's start with the infrastructure bill. What do you think that, what do you got to say about infrastructure? What do you got to say about how bad is this bill? Because it hasn't been covered correctly yet. People really don't know what's in it.
I'm going to do something for you, Steve, which is what the War Room does. We're going to get down to it, the granularity. You're not going to hear this anywhere else. It's really scary that the corporate media doesn't really cover it. But here in the Capitol, tonight, there's going to be a neutron bomb essentially ignited that's going to hit the American taxpayer, hit the American economy. The top line here, big picture, big Kevin Cramer line to Maria Bartiromo this Sunday. He basically said, hey, this is a great bill. It's all paid for. Lies, lies, lies. I'm going to show you that there's three things going on. Hidden taxes, there's these rob Peter to pay Paul schemes, and a bunch of mirages and gimmicks. So in terms of the first thing we got, hang on. First thing, hidden taxes. Okay, so this one kills
me. I just want to mention, we didn't have time to play the cold open. Cramer went on Maria Bartiromo and said, hey, Bannon and all these guys are wrong. This thing's all paid for. There's not a $286 billion gap because Trump had to pay for it all. It's not a $400 billion gap. He said between all these different pockets of cash they have, this thing's all paid for. Is that correct, Dr. Peter Navarro?
No, it's not. And let me show you. See, first of all, one of the things that's really disturbing is they have a $14.5 billion tax on critical minerals, Steve. In other words, those are the ones we need for our military and defense, and they're basically going to put 7,000 jobs at risk. It's really a made in USA jobs killer. There's a $51 billion there that's going to affect drug prices. Hey, Steve, they're hitting crypto for $28 billion, and they're driving customs duties up by $63 billion. Now, let me show you what the gimmicks are. This one, this is really interesting. So here's the idea. They say, all right, it's paid for. We're just taking all the money that we didn't basically fund for all this, the virus money from the CCP that we're going to pay. We're just moving it over, right? It's still not paid for. And then they're effectively reducing spending, including defense spending, by this basically extending the so-called mandatory sequester. And then basically they're selling off $6 billion bucks in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. So that's Rob Peter PayPal. Now, this will get your Harvard Business School mind going here. There's a couple of things here that are just flat out gimmicks. Let me show you this. They assume that they're going to generate $53 billion in revenues because of the infrastructure investment, but they assume a 33% growth rate attached to that. Okay, Steve? 33% growth rate attached to that to generate $53 billion. And then there's these gimmicks like discarded Medicare, I think the Medicare savings from discarded vials, that's $3 billion. And then there's some, again, your Harvard Business School stuff, interest rate smoothing for pensions, another $3 billion. Bottom line, Steve, is that this has just by this Congressional Budget Office says that $250 billion are unfunded out of the trillion, and that's friendly turf. And then when you take into account the gimmicks, the Rob Peter to pay Paul, and the fact that Kevin Cramer of North Dakota and Rhino Republicans are actually taxing the American people in critical areas like critical minerals, non-starter, neutron bomb, Steve, coming from this building here tonight on the U.S. taxpayer, the deplorables, our ability to provide critical minerals and our economy.
All right, there we have it. I apologize for going a little bit over, but I just want to remind you, Psalm 84:11, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk in, whose walk is blameless. So God has this. Stay focused. Stay focused on God. And let's be praying. Let's be standing up for truth, standing up for freedom. And if you would like to help us, you can actually support us by going to our PayPal link. It's paypal.me/JJMediaLLC, or you can click the link below to My Patriot, jjmediaonline.net/MyPatriot. And also, if you would like to put your business or ministry on this podcast, we would love to help you out. Email me, james@jjmediaonline.net, with podcast in the subject line. We do thank you. I just want to personally say thank you again for joining us. Thank you for those that have the upsurge in subscriptions on Rumble. Make sure you subscribe on whatever video platform. Share. Share truth. Stand for truth. Stand for God. And stand for freedom. Thank you much. Have a great day. And we just wish God would richly bless you. We'll catch you on our next episode. This is James Powell with Real Talk. Do you live in the Stuart, Florida, Hobe Sound, Jensen Beach, Jupiter, Florida, clear down the Fort Lauderdale, Florida area? I would like to invite you to get a hold of Agrusa Alarm Protection Technology. You can actually go to the website, agrusapt.com. That's agrusapt.com. Get your security alarm protection today. They specialize in Brinks home security. Call them 772-934-6498. The link will be in the description. Call them 772-934-6498.